city manager have the right to create or enlarge? Would you answer that question?
And any question goes to both candidates,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, sure.
We'll start with you, Frank.
I agree with you completely, only in this case he didn't enlarge the department. There was a position existing. It was renamed. It was run by the personnel board, and it was approved with the slight change in scope and responsibility, and the position was filled.
Thank you. Gabby.
I couldn't disagree more. The position has never existed. I asked Stuart today, when did we ever have an assistant city manager? We never, ever have had one. And it says here that we have a personnel department and a personnel director, and it is that person that chooses. But in this charter trampling move, the city manager has appointed himself as a personnel director. And although it's true, Audra is a lovely, competent person, for him to reshuffle the deck and say, well, this is an assistant city manager job, she's not getting a raise, but she's gonna move closer to me, and la 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 la, and it all sounds pretty good, except the city charter is what the city manager is sworn to do. It says the manager shall see that all laws, provisions of this charter, and acts of the council are subject to the manager's direction and supervision and faithfully executed. And this is just like Puff Daddy busting a move. You've got to follow protocol. Otherwise, it just turns into a power grab, and the laws aren't respected. So, no. I would like to see that, but Audra can't get her job enlarged. She was hired as a community development director, and then to suddenly say, well, we're going to make you queen for a day now, that's not how the government is done. And I have to study the law more, but from what I've read, this is a charter trampling move.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
Rodney?
This is really a question to follow up to the former city attorney's question.